And after a long interview, how about a musical break? This is Peggy Seeger, Hitler Ain't Dead. I think this one is many years old because she's talking about Lyndon Johnson, who was, of course, president in the 60s in the United States. So still, we have our very own military imperialist guy, whether it's actually a whole dynasty, Dems and Republicans, whether it's Bush, Obama, or, of course, Trump, or who knows, Biden, and can't tell what Sanders will do either. So here's a little singing to march by.
Lyndon thinks it's fine and grand to see the flag of his country in a foreign land. Everyone's happy, everything's clear. Didn't Germany die to the sound of a cheer? You know Hitler ain't dead. Hitler ain't dead, no, Hitler ain't dead. He's only hiding here. Just a few more countries we gotta invade, because a few more dollars have gotta be made. Labor, big business, Congress agree, like they used to do in Germany. You know Hitler ain't dead. Hitler ain't dead, no, Hitler ain't dead. In the world today, it's a civilized war in the Christian way. If they think you're dirty, they'll wash you clean, first with napalm, then Listerine. You know Hitler ain't dead. Hitler ain't dead. No, Hitler ain't dead. He just joined the Marines. It's gas in the jungle, blood on the street, shot down by the soldier or the cop on the beat. Saigon, the Selma to the city hall, with his hand on the dollar and his back to the wall. You know Hitler ain't dead. Hitler ain't dead. No, Hitler ain't dead. He just talks with a drawl. Pick up a spear, a powder and shot, a pen or a machine gun, whatever you got. Fight for your freedom, starve or freeze, but die on your feet, don't live on your knees. You know Hitler ain't dead. Hitler ain't dead. No, Hitler ain't dead. He's among you and me.
And that's one I've never heard. Hitler Ain't Dead. As I said, talks about Lyndon Johnson. It's he was the president, and now we've got our new emperors. And there's a sort of a emperor's beauty contest coming up in, Democratic primaries are choosing their candidate. Republicans have no doubt already got theirs, and it's already been pretty much decided one way or the other until people decide otherwise. And next we have the usual medley of voices from the Monday Red Church, which was March 2nd, I guess it was. And I would be doing my usual commentary, but I can't because of time constraints. I got to get this out before showtime or net time or whatever, showtime on the net. So you'll hear some of my commentary in the actual process of the interviewing, and the rest you'll just have to think about. If you have questions, of course, feel free to call into the Huff Line, Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom. That's 423-4833. 423 Huff, and if I can, I'll answer those questions in the next show. I wish we had a studio line, but that means we would need a studio to do that. That is something we're still hoping somewhere, someday, from some people to find, and if you are the one who gives us the word, you get a $300 reward. In the past, it's been $500. I'm not sure whether that's a shrinking economy or Free Radio Santa Cruz tightening its belt, or who knows, maybe I'm shortchanging you potential studio information people, $200. You will get $300 if you can give us information for studio, where we can locate to a studio, which doesn't have to be an indoor space. We can actually create a shed that's a studio. It has to be someplace with access to electricity the internet and a bathroom somewhere in the within a block's radius, you know. So get in touch with me at 423-4833 if you have any ideas. We're also looking for a place to set up, excuse me, an antenna so that we can actually get back on the air. We have all the equipment to be on the air. We simply do not have the location. Again, give me a call if you have a tip, and I'll put you in touch with our techies who will decide if the place in the Santa Cruz area is suitable for us. I don't think there's necessarily a reward for that other than the satisfaction of knowing you're helping free radio and actually getting the radio signal back up, which I think might be a matter of some satisfaction for some folks. Here's the Red Church, folks, on March 2nd.